it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Two mysterious deaths in the Bronx, leaving a devastated family and the NYPD struggling for answers.
It's another sad New York story. A 38-year-old mother and her 8-year-old son were both found dead in their apartment. They lived on East 231st Street off White Plains Road. There was no sign of trauma. The police think that a medical condition somehow was involved in their death. Eric Perez lives in the apartment above, and he says for the past month there was a really bad odor coming from the apartment.
I don't know. I can't even describe the smell because it's kind of like it had like a pamper, pissy smell. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it just smelled like rat infested. The exterminators told us the same thing. They were like, that smells similar to like rat and stuff like that.
A 4-year-old girl was also found in the apartment, but she's okay. It's now up to the medical examiner to determine how and what caused their death. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
There's been a fatal stabbing at a NYCHA building on the Upper West Side. Police responded to the Frederick Douglass houses on West 104th Street just before midnight. After getting a call about an assault in progress, they found a 40-year-old man with multiple stab wounds to the neck. He later died at the hospital, the victim not yet identified by police. The suspect fled, still on the loose. What might have led up to the violence is still under investigation. Well, there is certainly safety in numbers. Every New Yorker knows that. Now, a new app is being developed to make sure women stay safe on city streets. Manhattan psychotherapist Pamela Garber says the Never Walk Alone app will pair women with a buddy to make them feel safer. She tells 1010 Winds how she came up with the idea.
It became unpleasant walking out of my way and all this. And so I kept trying to think of a solution. And I knew if I was walking with someone, instead of calling, you know, on the phone, if I was walking with someone, certainly wouldn't be a guarantee that I would be safer, but there's a safety in numbers. And then I was assaulted after I was already working on the app.
Now, Garber says organizations like businesses, clubs, schools, and church groups can sign up for the service. And when someone needs a companion, they can find one through the groups and coordinate a meetup location. All of the companions on the app will be thoroughly vetted, she says. It is still in the works, launch date not yet released. Well, we've seen the ads all over the city for Shen Yun, the traditional Chinese dance company. Now, it's being called an army of child laborers by some former dancers. Two former employees have filed a federal lawsuit accusing the company of exploiting child labor and subjecting performers to brutal conditions. The dancers claim they were brought to Shen Yun's New York compound as teenagers, where they endured long hours, abuse, and psychological control. They were also paid as little as $500 a month, they claim, while the group had over $266 million in assets, according to the suit. Shen Yun denies the allegations, calling them false and politically motivated. Federal and state investigations are now underway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.